mean, I think we need to just figure out who he is.
Maybe start with your name.
It's Mike Caston. I used to work for Water Utility, SJWD Water District.
Oh, one sausage, one bacon.
Then we let him go ahead and order and get that out of the way.
It seems simple. Invite some inspiring people to Clemson's Waffle House. Press record and just let the conversations flow. Our unexpected audio challenges still resulted in a delightful conversation. Welcome to The Outfall, where we share the unique backstories of our water world. This is Robert, and today we have turned this conversation into our classic 5-minute water short. For those familiar with Mike Caston, you know summarizing his insights in just 5 minutes feels ambitious. It was. Widely recognized in South Carolina, Mike has devoted nearly 30 years as a CEO of SJWD Water District in upstate South Carolina. He now serves as a commissioner for the South Carolina Public Service Commission. Mike is a genuine pot stirrer, always curious, open to innovation, always game at rallying diverse thinkers. We all need folks like that in our lives. Join us as we uncover 3 facets of Mike: his shift from consulting to public service, his evolution from the, quote, tyranny of the urgent, and his introspective views on the water industry. Ready to dive in? The clock's ticking.
Honestly, to me, it was really that still, quiet voice. I can remember I was in Miami at my wife's parents' house. We were there on vacation or whatever. I went to see her parents, getting ready to go to bed. And it's that kind of little quiet voice in the back of your mind, like, hey, Michael, remember when you said you were going to pray about this? It happened. And so I really kind of did. And then over the course of time, it was just like, hey, don't worry about this making sense. This is what I want you to do. And I did. And I really thought it would be temporary at best, maybe 5 years. So 27 years later.
Wow.
I can't remember who it was, but talked about, don't let the tyranny of the urgent cause you to not focus on the important. And at the time when I read that, I said, what does that mean? Now looking back, oh man, I get it. It is easy to let all these pressing things and all these things coming at you just dictate and control what you do that day, that week, that month. And if you don't watch it 20 years later, it's done. And you miss the important. And the importance is stuff that matters, like shaping the right culture, organization, family, of your personal life, and those kind of things. Well, I don't know, but I remember Danny Blackwell, my predecessor, saying this, and when he said it, I kind of laughed, but I thought about it, and I said, you know, he's exactly right. I said, the only two times people think about us is when they get their bill or they turn on the tap and nothing comes out. And neither one of those is particularly good. And he said, ideally, you don't want them thinking about you. You know, I don't know if that's true or false. But
there's some truth in that.
Oh, there is. I guess what most people really don't understand, it's not their fault, because why should they rely on us to take care of this? Is that, you know, treating water to certainly today's standard is really complex, and it's gotten more complex even since I left. And in the early days, we only had equipment that could test the parts per million. Then they got equipment that could test the parts per billion. Now they can test the parts per trillion. I think it's a good industry you ought to strongly consider, and I tell folks that now. And I don't mean this to sound, you know, pious or anything, but I do think generally it almost requires a calling, because, you know, it is a job, but it's more than just a job. I mean, you're doing more than providing a service. I mean, you're dealing with a lot of lives.
What a perfect way to end this short. Big shout out to Mike for joining us, and thank you for joining us on this experimental Waffle House 5-minute water short. Stay curious.